to the Roma Press Podcast with John Solano.
All right. Well, welcome back to another edition of the Roma Press Podcast. I'm John Solano. Alongside me is
Andy Mattioli. Yep.
I can't even speak now because Roma decided mid-season drama was necessary for the very first match. Geez, Andy, initial thoughts.
I think that was a classic game away against a Mazzarri team. Like that was, I think that was a very tough match for an opener, kind of like last year against Atlanta. Same this year. I don't know. It was kind of scary, but at the same time, very satisfying to see them pull away at the end.
Oh, it feels great for the 3 points. So many performances that were great. So many performances that were really, really, really poor. Yeah, I mean, just my thoughts. The first half was just okay. They had a stretch where they were good. The second half, they started out really, really poor. Very, very poor. Everybody seemed on their heels. And then
there was just no sense of confidence in the team. Like even to see a guy like Fazio get schooled by Falke and Belotti just like that, it was kind of surprising.
I agree. I mean, obviously we're going to be happy with the 3 points, so we can just go down the list. Let's just rate each player. So let's start with Mr. Olsen. Wow. A little bit of everything with him today. We had some spills. We had some good saves. And he was on both ends of the spectrum. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give him maybe a 5.5. Just because.
Yeah, 5.5. Because of that crucial mistake that led to that goal that was eventually disallowed. That was big time. Big time error.
Yeah, and then within a minute or two of the second half, he spills a very easy catch that led to a corner kick. So, yeah, I didn't think he was bad afterwards, but yeah, his opening.
I don't think he has this. He does not seem to be able to stop the ball. Like he can just parry it out. He does not seem to be able to stop the ball, you know, like Alisson did with confidence,
right,
and come right out. He seems very, but you know, this was his first game, but he just seems just okay as we thought he is. Just let's hope this doesn't repeat itself over and over because it was.
Yeah, I just think about a performance like that in the Champions League, and holy shit! Roma, they'd get pumped for 3 or 4 goals.
I mean, come on, John. We saw Roma get destroyed 7-1, 6-1. You know, so I don't know. I've seen worse.
Goalkeeper, though.
I know, and it feels kind of weird to, for the first time since Alisson is not there, to actually have this thought. Oh my God, what if we get scored on? Because with Alisson, you had this sense of, he's gonna probably stop like 70% of the balls that are coming in. It's gonna be all right. And here, you don't know. You're not sure what he's made of. I don't know. I felt vulnerable during this game.
Yeah, even if you think about it, maybe Szczęsny in his opening season was sort of that way, but he came on much towards the latter stages of the season. He was much better in his first season with Roma. Obviously, he was world-class in the second. So, yeah, 5.5 for Olsen. My favorite player, Florenzi, Mr. Hot and cold. I didn't think he was bad. I didn't think he was good.
He made with Manolas the least number of mistakes.
I'd give him a 6.
Yeah. And pretty invisible. Some good crosses. Right.
Some good, but he's in his 4th or 5th season now, and he still can't deliver consistent crosses into the area, which for me is frustrating.
And again, everybody is saying, put him on the wing. I don't think anybody really sees him on the wing especially DeFrancesco. Because he doesn't have that quality going forward. He doesn't.
Yeah,
he's not good enough there.
Right,
just,
individually, he can't score a goal on his own.
No, and even assisting is not is just. I don't know. He's just like this body that just keeps moving. I think you could use him kind of like a Cristante, you know, just go forward as a mezzala, and that's it. I think that would be the best position for him.
I agree. Manolas, of the defenders, I would say he was probably the best. Obviously, the biggest issue was Fazio, who we'll get to next, was so poor. Maybe it made Manolas look better than what he was. I'd give him a 6.5.
Yeah.
Just because he was very steady throughout the match.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. I think he was just rock solid. And he was always tight on Belotti and always, you know, I think he's really good at man marking. And Fazio today compared to Manolas.
Yeah, let's get to him now. Terrible.
Terrible. I think it's like a 3. It's
three. Yeah, I was going to
imagine.
Him a 4.
Imagine the comments that a guy like Juan Jesus would receive after this sort of game. Because this is one of those games for Fazio where he looked exactly like Juan Jesus at his worst. So
he was really really poor
Entire
match.
Yeah. Because his main duty is to kind of put the ball forward, and you know he's the one with the better quality than Manolas on the ball, and he just wasn't there today. He lost that ball really dangerously, and which led to a save from Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't look like Fazio. He seemed like a guy who just came from vacation.
Very, very poor. Kolarov, for me, was sort of like Florenzi. He wasn't great.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad. I'd give him maybe a 6 just because he didn't do anything notable. Now, the midfield is interesting because I thought Pastore was really, really poor today.
Yeah, well, everybody thought that way because he didn't do anything right. But I would still save the criticism for later. Because
I agree. He needs it's a different role for him.
Yeah.
He needs to grow into it.
And this is Mazzarri team, you know, this is like the grittiest a team football team can get, you know? So right. You could see it. I mean, he was fighting in the middle of the pitch with like Silvestri and I think Itzo came from the back, and you could see he was just overwhelmed by this sudden physicality. You know, which is not surprising because he comes from a league where players are much lighter, the approach is less physical. This was, you know, you could see that he just wasn't comfortable.
Right.
That's okay for his first game, you know, away.
I agree, although I thought the decision by DeFrancesco to put him on the wing was a little...
Yeah, later on. Yeah, I think it was just to give time for Kluivert to prepare himself. You know, just some additional time. It was just like this decision
placeholder. I agree. Yeah. De Rossi, I
don't know.
I have trouble with him just because people know my opinion on him. I don't think he was bad, but he gives the ball away way too much. And there's times where his marking is just so wrong. And he had that a couple of times today. So,
and his passing was off too. Just like these small lateral passes.
Right.
Just the same thing we saw last year.
I think once Nzonzi comes in, I think that will really, really help Pastore. But today, I just think De Rossi was not terrible, but he was not sensational. He's another guy I would give maybe a 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Stroman.
No. I can't. It's
Stroman. I don't even know what to say. First off, how in the hell did he last 90 minutes?
He played
90 minutes. I had a look again. He lasted the entire match somehow. I mean,
he was just, you could notice him only because of all the wrong things he was doing. It's painful to see this guy play because you know how good he once was, and now he's just this useless player. And it's not mean-spirited. It's just that he's useless. He doesn't do anything well enough. And I mean, when Cristante came on and they switched the position, you could see how much better Cristante is than everybody else.
I agree. It's just, I don't even know what Strootman does well. That's the thing. Like, he doesn't tackle. He doesn't score. His positioning is not great because he's caught out so often. He doesn't intercept the ball at a high rate. I just don't know what he does well. And he just seems like, this sounds really harsh, but almost useless. I don't know what he does well.
Yeah, because you know, today I saw some people on Twitter asking themselves why he's called the washing machine, la lavatrice. And it's because once upon a time, he was great at retrieving balls and just like tackling. And just he was like this big, big presence in the midfield that just completely destroyed everyone else around him. And now he's, I don't know, he has this big body. He's put on some muscles, and this doesn't do anything for him. He doesn't have any passing abilities. He's not good at defending. He's not good at getting back. He's slow. I don't know. I just get him out of the starting lineup.
He cannot start anymore. Maybe he can play a role in matches against the likes of like Frosinone, Genoa, just the smaller sides. He was poor today. I'd give him a 5, 5.5. He was so
that's generous for me. That's generous.
Yeah. Now the attack, Under, another
terrible,
one.
Terrible.
Very, very, very poor.
He looked like Under from last year. From the beginning of last year.
In the second half, he couldn't put a foot right. He did. Yeah. I didn't see him complete a single pass until about 15 minutes into the second half. He was very poor. So was El Shaarawy. El Shaarawy was really, really poor as well.
I think that's the mistake Di Francesco made. The main mistake is not put Kluivert in the starting lineup because Under hadn't played in like three games. I remember he got injured in the Tottenham game, and then he didn't play for the rest of the preseason. So why put him in the starting lineup just like that? You know, you could see he was completely out of it, and he looked very timid, just like he looked last year at the beginning against those smaller sides. Here he looked the same, just couldn't get anything done properly. And also having the likes of El Shaarawy as his partner there up front wasn't doing the best for him.
Yeah, they were both really poor. Neither of them warranted even a 6, maybe a 5.5. Yeah. They were not helping Dzeko or providing service in any way, shape, or form.
And to me, the El Shaarawy, that play where he just selfishly shot the ball.
Very annoying.
It's the typical thing we see time and time again from him that prevents him from being this really special player he could be. Just making good decisions. He gets really annoying at times. And he is annoying because you know he can be really good. But that play there where he just completely ignored Under when he was free on the flank, I didn't get it.
Yeah, they were both very poor. Dzeko, goal scorer, the most steady performer of this team today, at least, and it seems like he almost always is. I'm still baffled by how people give him so much shit. He holds the ball up so well to allow Roma to get into the attack. The finish was world class. I mean, such a tight angle.
Yeah, and especially from the inside of the boot. So
right. Yeah, I would give him maybe a 7, maybe even an 8. I don't know.
He was 7. Well, he didn't have enough chances to really make himself felt apart from that. I think he got one shot off before or something, but he was really like he was on his own up there. And as always, he's really good when he doesn't have the support. He can be very good because he gets back and then he controls the ball. He holds it. Sometimes he was the one on the flank, just like he would go for the ball when the ball was almost out of the pitch, and he would keep it, and two defenders would go at him, and he would get fouled. That's what makes Dzeko that great of a striker. It's not even that he can be very prolific. It's that he plays for the team.
I completely agree. And then if we go to the substitutions, I thought Cristante was very, very good.
That was the sight for sore eyes.
What he provides versus Strootman is almost like day and night, really. He's all over the pitch. He can provide something in attack. He can pick out the right pass. He can recover the ball. To me, what we saw today, Di Francesco, it is now not even a question that Clivert.
You have to put them because, like, in every situation in the second half later on where we would make some nice chances, Cristante was always nearby.
Right.
Whereas Strootman or Pastore were nowhere to be found, Cristante was always there, always in the six-yard box, always there to support the other guy, just moved really well, was really quick, which is something that we need with the likes of Strootman who cannot move. So I give him like a 6.5, 7.
Yeah, same with me. And obviously Clivert, for me at least a 7, 7.5.
He might have been the best on the pitch, the man of the match, definitely.
Yeah, I could completely agree with that. I mean, that delivery that he made to Dzeko was world class.
Yeah, but not only that, I mean, he is so good at dribbling the ball. Like, he just went by all those defense. It's the same kind of action we saw against Barcelona, where he just completely blew past all like three guys, and because he started that goal scoring chance, he started in the middle of the pitch. He started in the middle of the pitch and then went to the right flank, passing by three defenders. Just great cross.
He is such a more dynamic player than either of El Shaarawy or Perotti. I think just in terms of ability right now, he's head and shoulders above them, and it's not even close.
It's again because he's so young and so unpredictable. As we talked about in the last podcast, he's so unpredictable. You just don't know what he's gonna do, and you could see the whole Torino defense was just completely going berserk over him because he was everywhere. He made everything look special. Every touch he made it look special, and he didn't waste any minute on the pitch. Just great energy. I don't know what he was thinking, Di Francesco not putting him in the starting lineup. I think with him in the starting lineup, we would have won much more easily. I think that's all I have to say.
Yeah, I think so too. And the thing that I loved about him is, I don't know if anyone else notices, but he's so decisive. Like Perotti, when he goes into the area, like you can just see the steam coming from his head because he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know if he should pass it, and usually he almost always passes the ball in the area, and it drives all of us nuts. Whereas Clivert, he has an idea of what he wants to do before he even delivers the ball. I mean, he's so much better than El Shaarawy or Perotti, in my opinion.
I mean, obviously, we have to, again, you know, we have to buy it. It's one game, right. But the qualities are all there. Like, this is what we needed in this game, in such a game, and we just needed it. And you could see the starting lineup was not making it, and you could see what was missing, and that it was what it was missing. So the Cristante energy and the Clivert unpredictability was all that mattered to me in this game. This was their game.
All right, so beyond the players, Di Francesco, I don't think, I mean, he made the changes he had to have made. I would have preferred if he made them sooner, but
much sooner. Especially Schick. I think Schick and Clivert were...
Yeah, I thought... Oh, we didn't rate Schick. I forgot about that. I mean, in my opinion, he had that opportunity where he could have taken it on the right, but he decided to pass it. For me, you have to take that opportunity, especially Sedigu. He was terrible. He was spilling more shots than Olsen was.
Yeah, but that's Sirigu. So, I mean, yeah. I think that it. I think Schick just needs that a certain precise role, because he, like today, he came on and you couldn't see him at the beginning, and then he made that play where he passed it, and obviously it didn't work out, but you can just see that he needs a certain space in this team, and once he finds that special space, he's gonna be special. I don't know why DeFrancesco waited to put him, like, instead of, for example, Pastore or again El Shaarawy. Much sooner, it would have helped the team much more.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that's the biggest problem today was El Shaarawy and Under were both just so poor. I mean, neither of them really offered much of anything.
No,
it made the need of Kluivert and Schick on the pitch that much more apparent. But again, this is just one match. We're clearly overreacting here and just giving an analysis on just a single 90 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. There is a lot of, because we still can say that this Roma today, it looked a lot like DeFrancesco's Roma from the previous season, meaning not pretty to look at, but at times determined and by these special plays by special players like Dzeko. So hopefully, let's hope we don't see the same Pastore again, because I think the game was determined by those mistakes, by the mistakes of Pastore and by the mistakes of Strootman, which made the same mistakes as last year's midfield, meaning very little creativity, and they got so easily dispossessed. It was a good game because we won it, but it showed some flaws and some good qualities that I think,
Yeah, and as far as Pastore goes, I'm willing to give him some time because clearly this is a new role for him. He's not used to playing as a mezzala. He even said himself that it's a different role. I have to run a lot, which is fine. I just wonder with the options that are on the bench, like Schick, if maybe you're able to play him in a more advanced role and make him feel more comfortable. And Schick clearly is more comfortable playing in a two-striker system, in my opinion.
Definitely. That's what I'm thinking about a lot of time, especially today when I was watching the game. How do you fit a guy like Kluivert, who's shown some really brilliant skills, Pastore, who can be key player, and Edin and Schick in the same formation? Like, those are the players I want to watch play together, but I know it is going to be very difficult because they're just so different, and DeFrancesco has all these ideas, and just, it always seems that whenever he puts one on, he has to take off the other one. So
Yeah, but it gives him the tactical flexibility, which I like. Last season we Roma didn't have this at all. We have to play one way because we have no midfield. We have no creative outlets. So let's just kick it to the attack and see what happens.
Sure. And I hope Strootman is feeling the pressure from Cristante. And same goes for El Shaarawy. I hope they really feel worried about their role because of these new players that have shown much more willingness and then just much more quality, and just we're so much better than them. I really hope they start to think, oh, okay, maybe I should put more effort into my game, maybe I should run more, maybe I should be wiser with my decisions, because if they don't do that, they're gonna lose their starting spots and most likely like the roster space they have. So
yeah, I agree. They both should certainly be worried. I think we covered all of it. A final verdict, the final word, Andy. What do you think? Are you happy? I mean, obviously, the 3 points were happy,
Typical Roma game. probably like a six for the win. But other than that, very good individual plays in the second half. Let's hope Olsen, you know, gets more confident. Let's hope Fazio doesn't look like the worst defender on earth, which I'm sure he won't. So it's a six for me.
Yeah, I'm right there too, right around a six. You know, there's a lot to take away from it, but again, you don't want to overreact after only one match. But yeah, certainly more could be improved upon. But
I think you know, this is Roma. It's going to be painful, but I think it's going to be exciting. This game was really painful to watch, but at the same time was exciting. Had that Roma kind of edge to it.
It always does. It always does. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for us here until the next match, where hopefully we have a little less drama and it's easier on our hearts. Until next time, everybody. Ciao.
Thanks, Joe.